You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
In a world filled with chaos and confusion, in an echo chamber filled with lies and deceptions, comes a ray of light. Live from Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
Once again, another great morning. WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy.
Good morning. Filling in every
aspect of your political life. I mean, we are going to keep you informed. We are here to raise your hopes and dreams up as we delve into Idiocracy. Every moment of every day.
Is that what we're doing?
Are we? We're trying to bring people up. We're trying to add a little bit of levity to a life of horror.
We're holding your hand through the apocalypse.
Yeah.
In motion.
I'm thinking way too hard on this.
Yeah, really. He's up there a little
I know,
bit, buddy.
Yeah.
Right out of the gate, that's kind of pretty heavy.
I know.
You got that? Okay.
There we go.
Well, it's a beautiful morning, though. It's Friday.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Happy Friday. Of course, a lot of people traveling this Memorial Day holiday weekend. Yeah. And it's 8 minutes past the hour. Let's check the current temperature here.
All right, let's
do
that.
Do you have your Samsung watch?
I actually do today.
Yeah?
Yeah, I managed to remember putting it on.
Okay.
Currently, we have 48 degrees.
48?
In the capital city.
Really? Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And what do you have?
Outside the WMDX window.
Oh, yes.
On the WMDX thermometer, it says 43 degrees.
Oh.
So...
Predicted high temperature today of 64 degrees.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Which one of the weather devices should we use today? Should we use the lottery ball machine? Do we have that handy?
Well, let's take out our balls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dom.
Here we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Those balls are spinning around, aren't they? First ball up the shaft, 60. Six. Six. It's a six.
Yeah. Six.
And three.
What did I say?
You said, I don't know what you said.
I said 64.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty damn close, isn't it?
It is pretty damn close.
All right.
Great. So it's going to be a gorgeous day. Looks like a good weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and Memorial Day Monday. And, we'll talk to Brittany Merlot. Do we have Brittany today, I imagine?
Okay. We do.
Unless
yes,
she's taking a long week. And we have producer Dominic in the air chair.
Yep.
In the producer's
pushing
studio.
The buttons this morning.
Flipping the switches, pushing the buttons.
Yep, yeah. I'm so ready.
Are you?
Yep, I'm excited. Let's do this thing.
You're driving the bus for the first time.
Push a whole bunch of buttons.
Might be a little bumpy, Sam.
We still haven't told him about the big green button on the side of the wall.
Oh, yeah.
We still don't know what it does. It says push to exit. We don't know where we're going to exit to.
Right? Yeah, you see that?
Yes.
Nobody knows what that does.
Yeah.
And everybody's afraid to touch it.
That's an actual fixture. It's actually mounted in the wall. So there's got to be something to it.
Yeah, it had to have some kind of purpose.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like, this place used to be the office of a bank, so maybe if somebody was here in a meeting and it wasn't going so well for a particular person, somebody else could press that button and then, like, a trap door would open up and they'd be swept away.
Does it say exit on it?
It says push to exit.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was going to say, maybe it's just an alarm system for the police department in case there was a robbery at the bank, but that's not it.
But we're on the second floor here, so why would it say push to exit?
There's no exit up here. You get kicked
out the window.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it creates a vacuum and just sucks you out the window onto State Street.
Could happen. All right. Well,
we're a block away from the Capitol.
Yes, we are.
Everything that's going on over there now, I mean, the legislators are working on their bills. and trying to come up with something, some kind of match with Tony Evers, the governor, and we'll see what happens with that. I don't have high hopes, of course.
You don't?
No, I do not.
What?
You know, we're going to talk to...
Come on.
What?
Oh, they'll all get along just fine this time around. Don't you think?
I think so.
It'll go smooth sailing.
Well, we're going to talk to Savannah later on. I know there's some big issues that the state legislators are looking at, and we'll catch up on that next hour.
Mm-hmm. All right. Should we get to the history book, or do you want to, you know, if we were going to do the National Day calendar, well, there's one thing on there that kind of jumps out on me, but, we don't want to do this anymore, but I mean, you know, National Road Trip Day, it's Friday before Memorial Day.
Yes, the Road Trip Day.
It's National Cooler Day, you know, take your cooler along.
Yes.
You know, that Bratfest is going on today, by the way, in Madison.
It is, but the group bailed on that.
Ace Frehley.
Yeah.
Frehley. Okay.
Ace Frehley decided that,
Headliner.
He has some kind of injury of some sort.
Headliner.
Yeah.
Was it an injury or illness?
Oh, I don't know. It's one or the other, but it's not real serious. He just can't make that concert and another concert.
Okay.
Remember the big hit song that he had?
No. He was in
New York
band Kiss, right?
It was New York Groove.
Okay.
Okay.
New York
Groove. Make a note of that, guys.
New York Groove?
New York.
By Ace Frehley.
New York Groove. Ace Frehley.
Frehley.
Who bailed on the Bratfest concert.
Yeah. Too ill. Too ill to make it.
Yep.
Okay. It's also National Don't Fry Day,
mm-hmm.
Meaning use some suntan lotion because it's, you know, the unofficial start of summer.
Yeah.
National Taffy Day. But here's the one.
This is the big one.
National Lucky Penny Day.
No, that's not so lucky anymore.
Because they want to eliminate the penny.
Yeah. Right? They'll probably do it, too.
It's too expensive to make pennies anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think it costs...
You said about 6 cents or so to make a penny?
Yeah, 5 or 6 cents. So it's, you know, really, really racking up the debt on top of the trillions and trillions of dollars that we have.
The
now we got to worry about pennies.
We got to get rid of the penny because the millionaires and millionaires want to get a tax cut.
Mm. Well, we got...
Anyway.
We got history stuff.
Yeah.
Sam, do you want to do history stuff?
Do I have to?
You don't have to.
Well, you got 1 week to go, right?
You're right. I'm going to miss this when I'm gone.
Are you really?
I
you could
so.
Phone it in, you know. Yeah, you could call in every morning and do it.
Every single morning from the school when
sure.
I'm working.
Yeah. Why don't you do that?
Great idea.
Okay.
The name, what?
Yes, I know. We're going to start off with something fairly depressing. You know, we hate to hear that anybody gets hanged, but...
There's an infamous pirate.
Arr,
matey.
Yes.
Pirate Captain Kidd. Does his name ring a bell?
Hmm.
Yes, for some strange reason, but I don't know why.
He wasn't actually he kind of was a pirate. He was initially contracted by the British government to go after pirates.
Okay.
And he...
Liked it so much.
Exactly. Yeah, the line kind of blurred between going after the pirates and being a pirate himself.
Yeah.
And then there eventually was a change in the government in Britain.
Yeah.
And they kind of caught up with him, took him in, arrested him, and he was hanged on this day, 1701.
Or hung. Yeah. Okay.
Hung, yeah, whatever.
Okay.
I always go
hanged
back and forth about what the proper way to say it is.
Hanged is the proper way of saying
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I think it's hung. I think it's hung. I think we're two and
great.
Two here.
Now we're split.
No,
I wonder if he was well hung. I mean, did it go well? That's what I meant. Okay. Go ahead. What else we got?
1785, Ben Franklin, little bit of a Renaissance man. He, on this day in 1785, showcased his invention of bifocals.
Really? Did he have a big party?
Yeah. It was a big glasses party,
check these
right?
out. Everybody tried them on.
Well, you guys, I don't know if you wear bifocals. You both wear glasses. I'm sure you're both thankful
for
them.
Lenses.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thankfully,
they work well.
Do you wear contacts or anything, Dom?
No. I have 2020. 2020 vision.
Really?
I'm hoping to keep it like that.
You're not going to keep it like that.
Doesn't work like that.
No.
John likes to mock the voice of the youth.
Yes.
So you're going to fit in great around here.
The eternal optimism. It's not going to work.
Yeah. Anything else?
Some more criminals killed on this day.
Oh, really?
Today in 1934, Bonnie and Clyde met their end at the hands of police in a shootout.
Yeah, I just saw the, I don't know why, but they did show the vehicle recently on the news.
All covered in bullet holes?
Oh, yeah, bullet holes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that movie did not exaggerate.
Yeah.
Wow.
Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway.
Faye Dunaway, yeah.
That was a good movie.
You guys could probably speak to the next thing a little bit better than I could, because this happened decades before I was born. Today in 1979, Tom Petty, stood up to his record label and declared bankruptcy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This was a bit of a protest by him against his record label. I think it was for how much they were charging for the cost of an album.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's exactly it. Yes. The record companies kept boosting the prices up. And, you know, the artists weren't getting that much more money for it. So, yeah.
Good for Tom.
Good for Tom Petty. Yes. He was great. I saw him, let's see, 3 times.
Oh, wow.
During his career.
Excellent. That's great. I wish I'd seen him.
I saw him the first time over at the old Dane County Coliseum, which is now the Alliance Center. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a terrific show. Yeah. Excellent. Anything else?
You guys seen The Shining?
Oh, yeah.
Still,
scary.
It's still on my, I have so many movies on my need to watch list, and I haven't gotten to any of them. The Shining is still on my need to watch list.
You like the, what did you think of The Shining?
Put that to the bottom of your
list.
Really?
You didn't like it?
Oh, I
Jack
did,
Nicholson?
No, I really
Come
didn't
on.
Like it that much.
Shirley Duvall?
Well, it's a little over the top for me.
I forget. Is it horror
you
movies or is it like.
It's a horror movie.
I know, no, but like what, the, what exactly John doesn't like. John doesn't like, is it horror movies or is it like.
Yes,
some
it's like a slasher movie.
Slasher,
yeah. Yeah, because that's the way they made horror movies back in the 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. You know, they made slasher movies, calling them horror movies, which was an egregious mistake. I mean, you have to have ghosts, you have to have monsters in horror movies.
Oh, you're all for like the old school B horror movies, right?
Yes, well, kind of, yeah. I didn't like those either.
What didn't you like about The Shining?
It was just needless violence and, as far as I was concerned, just over-the-top acting.
Okay.
So.
All right.
But, you know, I like to see ghosts, and again, I like to see monsters. That's a horror movie.
You didn't like the Jack Nicholson plowing his way through that that door with the axe?
No, I actually did not like that.
Here's Johnny.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know.
One of the great scenes of all time.
It is one of the great scenes. Yeah. It's just... you know, kind of comical.
Now it is, yeah. It's been done and redone so many times.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Anything else on the birthday? I don't see any birthdays.
I didn't find any important birthdays.
Nobody had a birthday today?
No, nobody in entirety of human history has ever been born on this date.
No one's born on this date. Huh?
Apparently.
All right. Okay. We'll take calls, by the way, if it's your birthday.
Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. Yes.
We should call up the Nitty Gritty and see if anybody's going to get their birthday beer at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I want to remind you, you know, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by a brand new place where you can break stuff. That's right. It's Crash Box Therapy. Smash your stress away at Crash Box Therapy. They're 319 Belt Line Highway next to Pitcher's Pub. Break, stomp, shatter, and yell out all your pain or joy at Crashbox Therapy. Make your appointment now at CrashboxTherapy.com. CrashboxTherapy.com. Sounds like a great place.
Oh, it just sounds wonderful.
Yeah, take everybody there.
We need that.
All right. We're coming back with more on a Friday morning, Memorial Day weekend. Sean and Gordy, stay with us.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This is where the action is. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
That's right.
92.7 Rock and Roll.
Come on. It is 6:23. Sunshine this morning. It's Friday. And
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon.
Yes. Yeah.
Boom Boom Cannon.
Yeah, that was a part of that was the theme song for Where the Action Is.
It became that. There's so many different theme songs for Where the Action Is, that Dick Clark show.
Used to be on the afternoons.
Yeah.
Like right after school. You could go home and watch
so many groups,
Where the Action Is.
You know, it was Paul Revere and the Raiders for a while. It was the Robs from Milwaukee were actually the group for a while.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I remember Paul Revere, the Raiders.
Yeah. That was the time that we watched Where the Action Is.
Mm-hmm. And a little bit later on, Rocker will be in the studio. Speaking of music, local and regional music, he'll be here with the Max Sync preview. Right now, because it's Friday, it's a free ticket Friday. We're doing this every Friday, all the way through the summer here, through the Brewers baseball season, giving away a 4-pack of tickets. And all you need to do is listen for the keyword to text to enter in this statewide contest and tune in all day, since every host will have a different keyword, meaning you'll have 5 different chances to win each and every Friday. The game this time around, the tickets are for Tuesday, May 27th versus Boston.
Mm.
Yeah, Boston's coming to Milwaukee Tuesday, May 27th. So our show's keyword for the 4-pack of tickets is radio, okay? Radio. They spell it like this, kids. R-A-D-I-O, okay?
Oh, it's not rodeo.
No, it's not rodeo. It's radio. Okay, so you can download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store. Find our station, WMDX. Use the text button to send that keyword radio in to be entered. And don't forget to listen throughout the day for other chances to win. Again, that's a 4-pack of tickets to Tuesday, May 27th, Brewers versus Boston. Okay?
Now, when we go to the Brewer game, you and me.
Yes, that's happening.
We're going to give away tickets for that. Is that going to be a 4-pack, do you think?
No.
Oh, it's a 2-pack, then.
It's going to be a 2-pack.
All right.
Tupac.
Tupac is going to be there with us.
Tupac, Tupac. But wait. But that's not a part of this contest.
No.
That's a different thing.
Way later on.
Well, it's, we'll tell you what game that is as soon as I double check it.
It's the 29th?
It's July 29th.
July 29th.
It's Cubs and Brewers, but that's not a part of this. I don't want to confuse people, okay?
I don't think it's that confusing.
But you'll be able to go to the game.
Sitting at the end of May here, and we're talking about the end of July.
But we're going to go to that game.
Yes.
And we're going to be there, and some lucky winner will have a chance to be sitting next to us.
Well, you know, their job is going to keep me awake.
What are you talking about? It's Cubs and the Brewers.
Yeah, it's at 7 in the evening. I'm passing out about 9 o'clock or so.
Game actually starts at 6:40, but, you know, who's counting?
Oh, yeah. Well, correct me if I'm wrong.
Make a big difference. Okay. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing remains constant. Since 1958, they're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. 2 locations in Madison, East Side and West Side. Verlo.com is where you go for more information. That's Verlo.com.
All right. Well, you know, the big thing that we were following was the Supreme Court case where there is a state that wants to start their own Christian charter school.
Right.
And that means that taxpayer dollars will go to a religion, which I think is an endorsement of a religion.
Mm.
But the Supreme Court, on a 4-4 decision, what is wrong with those conservative court justices?
What do you mean?
I'm stunned by that. They must obviously know that we shouldn't send taxpayer dollars and endorse a specific religion. I don't care how many different kinds of religions will eventually start their own charter schools. It shouldn't go to religion.
Right.
We shouldn't be paying for Sunday schools 5 days a week.
Yes. Well, so that 4-4 decision actually blocked. It's a big setback for religious advocates.
Well, it's a
advocates.
Setback because it didn't change
it didn't
any.
Didn't change it.
Yeah. So the challenge is going to just hang out there for a while. They're going to come back eventually and hope that Amy Coney Barrett is part of the decision. She had to recuse herself for some reason, but they want to bring another case back where she wouldn't recuse herself and then be the deciding vote. But again, there's something wrong with a Supreme Court justice if we can predict every move that they make, every decision that they're going to make.
Yeah.
And it's Alito and Thomas every damn time. Mm-hmm. These guys are so Republican, so partisan that it's just... It's insane. We know where they're going to go with it. I mean, they have done so much damage already to what we have as a country. I mean, declaring that everybody has a right to own a gun, or money is free speech. This is the total destruction of this country. These two decisions, total destruction. And then they're continuing to destroy the country with more bad decisions.
Well, and all these court cases that are coming up through the because of the Trump administration are just clogging up courts below them, and they're busier than they've ever been.
And they wrote that the president has immunity.
Yes,
there's nothing in the Constitution that endorses anything like that or even suggests it.
Right,
but they put it in there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So the people, these conservatives, these megas out there that say that. Democrats like to massage the Constitution that it's kind of an ever-growing Constitution. Wrong. You guys just make stuff up, and you think like, well, that's okay. It benefits us.
Yes. Well, we've got Idiocracy right around the corner. We're just getting wound up. Wound up and worn up.
Yeah,
something like that. Okay, 6:29, Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke and crew. Coming up next, then we're back with Idiocracy and a whole lot more on John and Gordy in the Morning.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. Until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
Oh, yeah. We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, idiot!
We can't.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Dumb. WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning, trying to make sense out of all this.
Yes, it is 6:35. Yeah. A beautiful start to this Friday and the Memorial Day weekend. Sunshine and highs today will be in the low to mid-60s. Going to be great all day long. Hey, you can get the latest information on what's happening around Madison and behind the scenes here at WMDX with the WMDX newsletter. Like, we've got some news and events, and Catherine writes some great articles.
Yes,
in fact, there's a great article in there about Memorial Day weekend and her father, we were talking about that, and we'll be talking about that on our Memorial Day show. All three of our parents, yours, mine, and Catherine's, were part of either World War II or the Korean conflict.
Exactly, yes.
A war. You can get the newsletter, the WMDX newsletter, by signing up at WMDXradio.com, our website, WMDXradio.com.
Do we have a picture of the new WMDX t-shirts?
We have the picture yet in that newsletter, but we do have new t-shirts, and we're going to be modeling those.
I was going to say. Now, it's good that they're using another model instead of John and Gordy as the models, because you certainly don't want to look at our mugs.
Oh, no, I think we should be the models for it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, John, you're modeling one of the T-shirts right now.
I got it on today.
This right is here. Exactly why listeners should Bluetooth us into their car radios and watch us at the same time on social media
while
streams.
While they're driving into work. Yeah,
exactly. You That's should watch TV. You should watch John and Gordy when you're driving.
Exactly.
Wow.
Just be safe and careful while you do that.
I've changed your mind, haven't I?
You
were so angry when I started doing this, thinking, oh, you can't do that?
Well, then I tried it for myself, and I was truly converted.
Yeah, there you go.
See?
Just try it once, and you'll be hooked.
See, he listened to you. He listened to you.
Some Gen Zers do that.
I don't believe it myself that I listened to John Peterson.
Well, you know. John and Gordy, we listen to you, and we can listen a whole lot better because we've been to the Madison Hearing Aid Center.
We have.
Which brings us this portion of the show, the Madison Hearing Aid Center. John, you were telling me all about it, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, sometimes you can't hear, you know, some of the talking because of windy days. You're standing outside with a group of people at the beer garden. You can't hear what everybody is saying.
Right.
Or, you know, noisy family situations arguing over Trump.
Politics.
or concerts. You can't hear people around you. Instead, you don't want to hear the music. You want to hear what people are saying around you.
Really?
So you can tune them out as well through AI on these hearing aids.
From Madison Hearing Aid Center.
Oh, you can even automatically tune out trombones if you want.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You can tune out a trombone? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How can technology tune out?
Watch. We'll turn off the trombone blocker and see if you can't hear it.
Okay. Sam has been playing all this time. Now you turn it back on. Turn the blocker.
Yep.
No more trombone.
No trombone.
See how that works?
There you go.
It's amazing. Madison Hearing Aid Center, they have fast and flexible appointments. They are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing.
And blocking out trombones.
Exactly. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Jim and Sarah will help you out they helped out John, and they're helping me out too.
All right.
Yep.
Well, let's get to Idiocracy now. I've got a little sales pitch for everybody out there. This was an ad. My wife actually pointed me to this ad, and here it is. This is how it reads, okay?
All right.
Hey, fellow patriot. If you're like me, then you love to show your support for President Trump. The other day I had a thought. What if I could order a custom debit card or credit card that had President Trump's picture on it? Imagine using it to pay for things.
Oh,
you'd be the talk of your friends and family.
Yes,
you would be. Not in a good way. So I looked online, and unfortunately, all the major card companies won't allow you to do that.
No,
so
really?
I came up with a solution. This is an ad that I read. Introducing our brand new President Trump credit card and debit card vinyl skins. All right.
What?
Yeah, now this is an idea here. What are they?
Yeah, what are they?
They're high-quality vinyl stickers that transform your normal credit card into a patriotic President Trump card that you can show off and pay with.
Please.
All right? It makes a great conversation piece to have it in your wallet or purse, and I get a ton of compliments when I pay for things. See, normally people don't expect them to ever pay for anything. He's a a welcher. But anyway, this guy is, this is his idea. We have three beautiful designs, and you don't have to choose. We've packaged them all together you can have multiple designs on your different cards and credit cards, and you can give a few extra ones to your loved ones.
You know, when you first said these vinyl skins, at first I thought they were something similar to the Supreme Court justice-themed condoms.
Were
distributed a couple of years ago.
Yes. Good slogans on those, by the way. Yes. I wish we had that in front of us now. All right.
Okay.
And then anyway, he says, I know this is something you absolutely need to have, so I wanted to let you know before we make it public and sell out. will your card still work with these these skins
they're,
on it,
they're
right?
Just coverings,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they're coverings. Okay. So you slide your card into the covering, and it does expose the credit card number and
the chip
it allows
whatever.
You to tap as well.
Okay.
So it doesn't block that. And it says, yes, apply these high-quality skins. Doesn't affect the ability to swipe or tap your card. But we can't promise that you won't piss off a few liberal cashiers.
What's the name of the company?
Proudpatriots.com.
See, if they can do that, you know, maybe we could do that. Have John and Gordy skins on a credit card.
That's where I was going with this.
See, the ideas just keep coming. You know, we got to workshop these. I think that'd be great. We'll have to talk to the marketing department on that.
I still am really hot on the John and Gordy plates.
You really want to have some plates with our pictures on them. Yes.
Or at least
it's a dream come true for you.
A sticker you put on the middle of a plate you buy from Goodwill.
Jeez.
but it'll be a set. So don't worry about that. It won't be, you know, just random plates. All right. So
okay. Well, we'll have to work on that one. But
okay. The sleeves.
So the sleeves, the skins.
The Johnny Gordy sleeves for your credit card.
All right. I like it. Okay.
All right. Now,
what else is in the Idiocracy file?
Well, this
today?
Is happening. This is happening locally in southeastern Wisconsin.
Yeah.
As long as we have Trump's racial signaling allowing white immigrants into the U.S. and our race-baiting legislative Republicans at the Capitol attacking free-thinking DEI programs, we're going to see more of the neo-Nazi groups boldly gaining power. Mm-hmm. And I want to cue up this cut here. It's cut 144.
Okay.
This is a story about the neo-Nazi groups, and they're putting stuff out there, flyers all over the Milwaukee area, Racine, Kenosha area.
Really?
And as long as we have our white nationalist president, these guys are going to thrive. Let's listen to the story.
There's been a sharp increase in the use of racist propaganda by white power groups in Wisconsin.
The message found on flyers and Ziploc bags that were left in Washington and Ozaukee County communities read, "Would you open your home to a fugitive you don't know? Then why should we open our borders?" The Aryan Freedom Network is the group responsible. It's a neo-Nazi group, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. That means the group shares a hatred for Jewish people and a love for Adolf Hitler and Nazi Germany. Jeff Tischhauser researches the white power movement for the Southern Poverty Law Center.
They're maybe successfully recruited some people, and now they're trying to make a play for territory, just like a gang would, right? So they're trying to say, hey, we're here now. We're here in bigger numbers. Come and join us. Or for the targeted communities, get out of here, basically.
The Southern Poverty Law Center is tracking about 5 white power activist groups in Wisconsin who use flyering as a tactic.
Since 2018, this tactic has exponentially grown
as
a way for these groups to sow fear in targeted communities as well as produce propaganda online. And we've tracked about 1,000% in Wisconsin. There's been a 1,000% increase in the use of racist propaganda by groups since 2018.
Tischhauser says deportation rhetoric like the Aryan Freedom Network uses has always been a tactic of white power activists, especially in their push for policy that supports getting rid of people they consider illegal. But what's different about them using that rhetoric today, Tischhauser says, is that that same rhetoric is mirrored by the Trump administration.
They're feeling very much emboldened and cheering each other on as they see the rhetoric, but also policy goals that they've had for decades being picked up by the Trump administration.
Tischhauser says there's immense emotional trauma that comes along with seeing these flyers, and that's what these groups want.
Yeah,
Tischhauser says if you see racist flyers in your community, you can contact your police department.
There you go.
Okay.
Simple solution. Call the police.
Call the police department.
Wow.
Okay.
And you know, as Trump brags about bringing white immigrants into this country from South Africa, thank you. This really does embolden their cause. Mm, yeah. But he doesn't think about that at all. This is Idiocracy, of course. Now, how about this? The administration appears to have started dismantling the Consumer Product Safety Commission and doesn't think it's important to keep dangerous toys and cribs off the market.
How so?
Of course, we know that Sam goes around, you know, during a hippie Christmas here, and he's selling baby cribs and strollers
that he's picked up on the side of the road.
That's right. So we've got to prevent that from happening. Let's listen. This fits right into
to make a few bucks.
Yeah, I know. I know. I think Sam can benefit from this. But here it is. Cut 81. Public safety.
Okay.
Yesterday, the administration appears to have started dismantling the Consumer Product Safety Commission. This is the federal agency, an independent one that does recalls and is responsible for product safety. Does the administration not believe that it's important, you know, to keep toys and cribs? I mean, you're a young mom off of the product of the market.
It's a federal agency within which branch? It's the executive branch. Who's the head of the executive branch? The President of the United States.
He has the Congress.
He has the right to fire people within the executive branch. It's a pretty simple answer.
That's not an answer.
Yeah.
I mean, again, the question was, he's dismantling public safety. So it doesn't matter what branch of government it is. Doesn't matter that the president has the power to do what he's doing. Why is he doing it? Why is he doing that?
Right. That
dangerous products out there. It's just ridiculous. Yeah. I can't believe that answer. And
she gave
a
non-answer.
That was it.
That was all. Yep.
All right.
Hey, want to remind you that it is a free ticket Friday, and the key word this time around is radio. You could win a 4-pack of Brewer tickets to the game May 27th versus Boston. Just get that keyword to us. You can text us on the Civic Media app. The keyword is radio. Coming back with more Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the Morning. Daily Show, Cut 2.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Kick things off with President Trump's meeting with the president of South Africa today. And because it's Donald Trump, things got weird.
Death. 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 Horrible death. Death. I don't know.
What a host. Death, death, death. Hey, do you want a Diet Coke?
Yeah.
Death, horrible death. That's. Now, the reason Trump turned this White House event into a murder podcast is that Trump is convinced that there is a white genocide going on in South Africa, which, of course, means there is no white genocide happening in South Africa. It's not even mathematically impossible. I mean, you'll never run out of white South Africans when one of them is making 5,000 kids a week. But but still, Trump thinks there is one, and you know he cares about it because he said white genocide. It's like someone told him, hey, it's not just a genocide. It's a white genocide, you know, the bad kind. And Trump's like, oh, get him in. But don't worry, South African president, there's a way out of this. Qatar got Trump a plane. What sweet, sweet bribe did you bring him?
I brought you a really fantastic golf book. Weighs 14 kilograms.
Oh, okay.
And it showcases the golf courses in our country.
Yeah, you f***ed that up. You lost Trump at book, and you definitely lost him at kilograms.
Yeah. Yes.
Ronnie Chang.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7. You can text us and tell us what you think as well, and we'll get it on the air here. Mm-hmm. By the way, that... those pictures that he presented to the president of the South Africa, well, they weren't all real, authentic, in most cases they were of other countries.
How unusual.
So we have a CNN report here, cut 160, if you could cue up cut 160, and this is CNN exposing the truth about those videos. Let's listen.
Okay.
Because, Larry, you can give us some context on one of the videos that President Trump played in the Oval Office. He was claiming that there was 1,000 roadside graves. Apparently, this is a video that had been of a political statement made by a specific political party in South Africa, but not of actual grave sites, just a political demonstration to highlight violence against farmers.
Okay.
That's it?
That's it.
All right.
Did you think that there was more?
Oh, I was hoping there was
you
more.
You made the cut.
I know, I know. You know, I make so many of them, and we don't get a lot of them on the air. But
so
okay.
Those, so all those pictures came from different countries?
Yes, and... yes, yes. Okay. Some of them did. Mm-hmm. One was just a political picture. Mm-hmm. You know, they were making statements, one of the opposition groups in South Africa, and that was all it was. It was staged. Mm-hmm. So these aren't real pictures, but death. Death.
Death. More death.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Great host.
Yeah.
What a party guy.
Is he going to be continuing to do this, bring all these foreign leaders into the Oval Office and then try to, you know, put them on the spot and humiliate them and get into arguments with them?
As long as he can get away with it, I'm thinking a lot of people are rethinking those visit or invitations yeah. to the White House. Right. I know I would.
Yes.
All right. Definitely. Let's talk about this is, you know, big in the news now, the big meme party. Oh, that Trump attended
last night.
Yeah, well, this was party? In his private time. You know, he's not taking money and grift.
Yeah, he
graft.
Is.
No,
they hauled in.
It is
$342 million.
Oh yeah, yeah,
something like that.
Way back, in a New York deposition, Trump said that his brand went from $3 billion to $10 billion the day he got elected in 2016.
Okay.
So the grift is working, and so here is Caroline Levitt answering the question about. Hey, is this a legal thing that you can do? Cut 78. We're looking at cut 78 here.
All right,
let's play.
The president posted another ad this week for his Trump meme coin. The group that's running that coin is encouraging people to buy in order to win a dinner this month with the president. Why is the president planning to attend a dinner for the top investors in his coin?
Look, the president is abiding by all conflict of interest laws. The president has been incredibly transparent with his own personal financial obligations throughout the years. The president is a successful businessman, and I think, frankly, the many reasons that people reelected him back to this office.
There are at least some people who are buying this coin who seem to view it as an opportunity to influence the president's views. There was a logistics company this week that said they would buy $20 million in the coin in order to advocate for free trade between the U.S. and Mexico. If buyers are buying for that reason, are they wasting their money?
Look, I can assure you the president acts with only the interests of the American public in mind, putting our country first and doing what's best for our country, full stop. That's his intention, and that's what he's focused on. And let me just get to the premise of your question that both of you have raised. I think it's frankly ridiculous that anyone in this room would even suggest that President Trump is doing anything for his own benefit. He left a life of luxury and a life of running a very successful real estate empire for public service, not just once, but twice. And again, the American public reelected him back to this White House because they trust he acts in the best interest of our country and putting the American public first. This is a president who has actually lost money for being president of the United States.
No.
I don't remember these same type of questions being asked of my predecessor about a career politician who was clearly profiting off of this office. That is not what President Trump does, and this White House holds ourselves to the highest of ethical standards.
That was Caroline Levitt, Trump's press secretary, responding to a question about Trump laundering money to himself via his crypto coins. And this isn't just spin, this is gaslighting on an industrial scale. First, let's start off with the most obvious. Trump never divested from any of his businesses when he became
That's
president.
Right.
Unlike virtually every president before him, he maintained ownership of his company while he was in office, creating unprecedented conflicts of interest.
So it's the emoluments clause that is being violated left and right. And
it's right in the Constitution
there. So if he normalizes it, will the Supreme Court say, well, it's been happening for so long now, you know, like 8 years.
We're just going to let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
So he can do this now for
Apparently
us.
Apparently so.
How wonderful.
It is 6:59 coming up after the break. Savannah Tomei Olson will join us with a look at the news from around our area. Also, we do have a chance for you to win 4-pack of Brewers tickets. Yes, the keyword continues into our next hour, too. The keyword this time around is radio. You could be going to the game on Tuesday, May 27th versus Boston. It's a 4-pack of Brewer tickets. The keyword to text us is radio.
And more on the Big Bad Bill coming up.
It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Let the sun shine. The John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.